Hello and welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week. I am your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing? How's it hanging? It was a solid weekend overall for some Maryland hockey. Some good, some bad, some indifferent. What can you do? That's the way of life. We will talk about the Maryland Black Bears and their huge weekend in terms of just going on the road and coming out with some points. We'll talk about Team Maryland's long week, as they had 4 games in 5 days. And we'll talk a little bit about Community Corkboard. Again, not a lot going on. We got some other stuff going on, but we'll talk about that here in a bit. But first, let's get started with the Maryland Black Bears, who made a deal at the beginning of last week, rather the middle of last week, and they traded Bryden Sinclair and Logan Kittleson to the St. Cloud Norsemen for a tender contract and a draft pick. On that, pretty much stuff that they sent away to Northeast to get Cam Gaudette, they got that back. Sinclair and Kittleson both didn't suit up for the Monday tilt at home, and you could see that they kind of just didn't slot in with where the Black Bears were going, so put them out to St. Cloud, where they'll get a lot more playing time, they'll get a lot more exposure, especially for Kittleson, who is not committed, I don't think. And Sinclair is committed to UMaine, so just a different terrain for those guys out there. And two heart and soul kind of guys. Kittleson had some highlight reel plays last season. Sinclair was such a lockdown defenseman last season. It's almost a shame they couldn't find a spot this year. But best of luck to them, and thanks to all their contributions to the Black Bears and the Anne Arundel County community. Community in Central Maryland as well. So it's bittersweet. It's good to see that they're going to go to a place that they'll probably get more playing time rather than just play, you know, be healthy scratches here and out and try to wheel in and out of the lineup. But onward and upward to them. So cheers, boys, and thank you for everything. That goes into Friday's game, as the Black Bears went in a little bit of a bit of a new look without those players around, and they came in guns a-blazing as they won 5-3. Got a little shaky there in the third period, but 5 goals in the first 40 minutes, including another 2 shorthanded goals for the Black Bears. That was huge for them. Got started 7:14 in. Daniel Colabufo, his second of the year, was a shorthanded goal. Beautiful play by him overall just to get that in and rifle it home. Luke Mountain got his first of the season off a Seth Bergeron shot from the point. Tip drill in past Burke Berkelev. Shane Albert with the assist on that, his first of the season. Then Jack Hillman with under a minute 30 to go, shorthanded. Luke Mountain driving down. Hillman finding a seam, getting the loose puck, puts it home. For his first of the year, Aiden McDowell, his third assist of the season. The second period, I didn't see much of it for the sheer fact that Hockey TV and the broadcast of the New Jersey Titans was a little bit wonky. But Daniel Colabufo gets his third of the season, second of the game. Reed Liebold and Garrett Sidlowski on the assist. And then Reed Liebold gets a goal of his own, his fourth of the season from Colabufo and Sidlowski at 17:23, almost 10 minutes after Colabufo's goal. Then things got shaky in the third. 29 seconds in, Joe Schubert gets a goal shorthanded. Then Stephen Wiley gets one not 43 seconds after that. And then Schubert gets one late with almost a minute 30 left, trying to get it in within two, but that's all she wrote for that. 5-3 was your final. Michael Morelli with 34 saves in the winning effort. The New Jersey Titans put on a lot of shots there, especially in the second period, 19 shots, but still only in the third period did they get all their goals on that. Going into Saturday's game, Titans got up quick. They got up 12:35 in. They got the first 2 goals of the game, in fact. David Postma with his first of the year. And then the second period, Matthew Doyle gets his first of the year, 8:24. And then Seth Bergeron with a scene, with a nice little shot from the point. Garrett Sidlowski on the assist, his sixth of the year. And then Cam Gaudette with an assist on the goal, 16:55 in. That was a 1-goal game going into the third. And then it was all Black Bears just, from the middle of the period onward. Jude Curtis, his first of the year from Shane Albert and Luke Mountain. And then newcomer Grady Friedman. He gets his first goal of the year. Curtis and Albert on the assist on that. Then with 31 seconds remaining, Jack Ring ties it up 3-3, his first of the season. Overtime decided nothing. go to a shootout. Colabufo and Friedman score on their attempts. Curtis does not. But Isaiah DeLora with a big, big effort in the shootout. Let in Evan Warner's goal in the first one, then shut the door down on Ring and Jake LaRusso. And that's all she wrote. 23 saves for DeLora with his first win of the year. And the Black Bears move to 3-0-1 on the season. 7 points. And that's right. First place in the East Division. Yes, small sample size. Sure. That's fine. Take it what you can. Small victories. Build off of it. The one thing two things I took away from this weekend. The penalty kill is amazing. For a team that you can see does counter very well when they're a man down, you also don't want to rely on that. You don't want to get into that kind of trouble. It's good that they have 6 shorthanded goals in 4 games. Last year in 52, they had 7. So, I mean, it's a good counterpunch, but you also want to get that 5-on-5 play a little better, which isn't, you know, not terrible at all, but you also don't want to have, you know, be known as a shorthanded team. Although it's kind of good. Also, keeping a lead, I think, is a big situation. I mean, they're up 5-0 and then 2 quick goals, and you start to get flashbacks of what happened on opening night when the Black Bears were up 6-1, 5-goal lead. Luckily, they were able to shut it down. But, you know, it's still kind of scary. And again, early in the season, small sample size. As the guys get more comfortable, more into it, more bonded, they will know how to lock things down a lot better. I think that's good. The Colabufo, Sidlowski, and Liebold line, tremendous. The SLC Punk line, as I like to call it. They have been great. They have, like, I mean, all the lines, in all honesty, have been really good. So I think that's a huge deal for this team to be able to have 4 lines rolling hard. The defense has been playing stupendously, I think, overall, all things considered. I think that it's a lot more tight in their own zone. Breakout still a little bit shaky. The New Jersey Titans did put a very big forecheck on them in game 2 on Saturday. That, you know, it seemed like they couldn't audible out of. Turnovers were happening. They're going for that home run pass a lot, too. I think that leads to a lot of icings. That leads to a team getting into a little bit of trouble. So, I mean, that's a deal there where you have to, again, comes with experience, comes with the season goes on. So we will see this adjust and change, but soak it in now. None of those bad vibes. Let's take the positive out of this. 4 points. That's a huge positive. 4 points of the weekend on the road. Before coming back home this weekend, as they'll take on the Danbury Hat Tricks, their first meeting between the two. It's a home-and-home weekend situation, as the Black Bears will host this weekend, and then they will be away next weekend. We don't know where the games are at this weekend. Odds are, I don't think Anne Arundel County has opened to Phase 3 yet again. So odds are we're going to a situation where the Black Bears are going to be playing at Ice World again. So be prepared for that. Don't know if it's going to be Sunday, Monday, or if it's going to be Friday, Saturday still. Still don't know that. All up in the air right now. We will see as this goes on what the deals are, what's going to happen, and how this is playing out. I think last time it was announced Wednesday, that the games were moved. I can't really remember offhand. And we're recording this Monday night on the 19th, as to go out on Tuesday. So keep in touch with the Maryland Black Bears social media accounts at Black Bears NAHL on Facebook and on Twitter. And then they'll be able to update you, and you guys will keep up to date. Also, MarylandBlackBears.com for that. So, but they will be taking on Danbury. That much we do know. They will be taking on the Junior Hat Tricks, the first meeting of the new expansion team, or the new team, because I think that the Wilkes-Barre Scranton was that team last year. So a look into that. So there you go. There's the Black Bears update. And we go to their housemates in Team Maryland. Team Maryland had a busy weekend, 4 games in 5 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday off, and Sunday, Monday. Thursday, Friday, played the ProTec Ducks at ProTec, and a pair of 4-3 wins on this one here Thursday. Team Maryland got out to a quick lead. Mike Kostas with a goal. Haylen Cookston and Vince Maurice on the assist, 8:24 in the first period. Then with 11 seconds left, Cookston with a goal of his own for Maurice and Roy Gresham. Samuel Shepherd, former Team Marylander, gets a goal, 5:55 in the second period. And Brody Selman with a power play goal. Both those goals on the power play in the second period. Close it out under 3 minutes in. Protec gets the lead 4 minutes into the third. Nick Newman, but Evan Donnelly on the power play puts the Team Maryland War Machine tied up 3-3. Curtis Berthright, Mike Kostas with the assist on that one. And then that led to nothing in overtime. And then it went to the shootout. Denny Arkhipenko and Bobby Guyer with the goals there. And that's all she wrote. 4-3 in the shootout. Bobby McCloskey, 47 saves out of 50 shots. Big one. I put this on Twitter. I'm very suspect of how shots are counted in the EHL. But for the goalies, I guess they'll take it if it's a good number for them. So 47 saves for McCloskey. The next day, another 4-3 victory with extra time. But it didn't need to go to a shootout. Team Maryland jumps off quick. Drew Iannucci, even strength from Roy Gresham, 16:43 in. And then 29 seconds of the second period, Dennis Arkhipenko from Iannucci to make it 2-0. Then Protec, three straight goals within under a three-minute span. Spencer Quinn on the power play. Parker King and Braden Spark gets the Protec Ducks up 3-2. Then Mike Kostas again with an even strength goal coming in clutch he has this year in 6:34 into the period, ties it up. Then an OT, minute 30 in, Cookston with another goal, and that's all she wrote for that one. Carson Gates getting the start and the win, 37 saves out of 40 shots in the overtime victory. A day all Saturday as they went to beautiful Aston, Pennsylvania, and it was a back-and-forth game on Sunday afternoon against the Philadelphia Little Flyers. Tied up after one, Jake Frankenfeld on the power play for the Little Flyers. Evan Donnelly on the power play for Team Maryland. Mike Kostas with an assist there. Then the second period kind of evened up to begin with. Kyle Patton on the power play. Then Kostas answers right back less than a minute later with a beautiful individual effort for another goal on his behalf. But the Little Flyers then get three straight within a four-minute span. Gavin Fritch, Ryan Hull, and Brett Turner. But the third period, Team Maryland bared down, and they got themselves evened up after goals from Zach Podlish, Brian Teske, and Roy Gresham on the assist on that one. Haylen Cookston again from Curtis Berthright, and then Drew Iannucci, 9-11 into the third period from Vince Maurice. Pushed it to overtime, but Robbie Seawagon, 23 seconds in, picked it up and ended it. Philadelphia Little Flyers with the victory in this one. Bobby McCloskey, 34 saves in the losing effort. Here, then on Monday, Little Flyers went to Ice World, and four goals in the first period seemed to be all she wrote for that one in a 12-minute game time span. Kyle Patton, Gavin Fritch, Ryan Clear, Robbie Seawagon for the Little Flyers. Team Maryland did try to fight back. Cookton with from Dennis Arkhipenko in the second, 12:27 in, but that was all she wrote on that one. Carson Gates got the start. He got yanked after the first period. Made only six saves on 10 shots. Bobby McCloskey comes in, 21 saves, perfect for him there. Four games in 5 days, quite the task. Did pretty well for themselves, I think. Get 5 points out of a possible eight, not terrible. Keep bumping up that rankings and then try to get more hype because you got big games coming up against the New Jersey 87s who are just rolling through teams right now. In the EHL. But Cookston played well. I mean, Cookston's got 6 goals, 2 assists. Evan Donnelly has got, I think, 6 goals, had 6 goals in 6 games. So 6 goals in 7 games now. Mike Kostas has played well, 8 points in 8 games for him. This is a team that's starting to come together and starting to get going. Josh Fusco, you know, is doing a great job, I think. 6-2-1 for this team. That last year was, you know, it was finding its footing, was starting to get better. They were in the playoff hunt, but now they seem to be leading that charge here as they are second in the Mid-Atlantic Conference to those New Jersey 87s who are undefeated. And the Team Maryland will face them on Friday and Saturday, I do believe. Sorry, Friday, and then they're at home at Ice World on Tuesday to take on the 87. So we'll only be able to cover the Friday game because our show goes up on Tuesday. That game is at Ice World, so it's looking like everything else is at Ice World for the Black Bears from the earlier segment. So a big game, a really big test coming up Friday afternoon, 1 p.m. Eastern time start. You can find that on Hockey TV for all your Team Maryland needs. The good thing is they're fourth in the power ratings. The AHL power ratings came out. Maryland, Team Maryland gets on the power ratings at the fourth seed. We will see how that goes next week and how they test themselves against the 87s. I'm sure that'll be a heavy, heavy test for them to see if they stay in the power rankings. They go up one spot from fifth place. So we'll see if these losses, even in overtime and after their fourth game, they will see if that affects it at all. In the community court board, not much going on. The Silver Sticks tournament for Howard County and the Howard Huskies still spots open. Only DMV teams are eligible for that one. So you guys can check that out. Somehow get your team enrolled in that. And I think it's a good deal for everyone. The Silver Sticks tournament is quite the big event in the Maryland hockey community. I think that's been tradition ever since back when I was playing as a wee little kid. Also, the CBHL gets started up here in about a week's time, 2 weeks' time. They'll start on Halloween. Things are prepping. Actually, I think there's teams that start playing this weekend. So there's teams starting to prep and starting to go in the CBHL. Huge deal for those kids. Huge deal for everybody in the area to get some kind of normalcy going. And we'll see how this all goes. We'll see how things get going with testing. And if there is any hiccups, you'll sure be hearing about that here. I guarantee that. But that's it. That's all. That's really all I got. You know, with all the colleges being out and things like that, it's really hard to find some kind of angles with that. So hopefully things will increase and we'll get more things and more, and you'll hear me talk more. Or if you're tired of hearing me talk, this is the perfect size for you. This is the perfect kind of podcast. Short, sweet, to the point, and me saying many times. Like there. That's it. That's all. I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been the Chesapeake Hockey Week on the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction on your iTunes, your Spotify, wherever you guys get your podcasts. ClutchingCrabHockey.com is the website. Chesapeake HW Pod is the Twitter and the Facebook. You guys have a wonderful week. You guys have a great time. You guys stay safe. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Do everything you can. Do social distancing so we can get all these games back underway in a normal setting overall. Till next time. Peace.